The police want everyone to have a safe and fun Halloween. They have offered up some tips to keep little ghosts and goblins safe as they go door-to-door collecting treats. Avoid trick-or-treating alone by walking in groups or with a trusted adult. Parents should know the route that older children are going to take. Fasten reflective tape to costumes and bags or bring a flashlight to help drivers see you. Wear well-fitting masks, costumes and shoes to avoid blocked vision, trips, and falls. Always walk, not run, from house to house and look both ways before crossing the street. Use established crosswalks and sidewalks wherever possible. Sort and check children's candy upon their arrival home. Although tampering is rare, throw away any suspicious or unwrapped items and avoid any homemade treats. Only visit well-lit houses and do not enter a stranger's home. Never accept rides from anyone you do not know. Carry emergency contact information. With Halloween night just around the corner, here are a few simple safety tips to make the evening safer for you and your little ones. Be safe, and have fun. @RS #NTHLDOPP #HalloweenSafetyPic.twitter.com/FDiveNiger OPP Central Region, @OP_CR, October 31, 2023. Police also have some advice for those driving around on the spookiest night of the year. All drivers are urged to watch for children on our streets and slow down in residential areas. Pay attention to the road ahead and don't be distracted by the costumes worn by trick-or-treaters. If you are attending a Halloween party, plan ahead and be sure you know how you are getting home. Arrange for alternative transportation when consuming alcohol or drugs, such as a designated driver or a taxi. Prevent your friends and family members from driving while impaired or from getting into a vehicle with an impaired driver. Trick-or-treaters are going to want to bundle up. The temperature is expected to fall below the freezing mark tonight, and there's a chance of flurries in the forecast.